This is the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we hear Jesus, the perfection of charity, reveal the necessity of forgiving others, and Jesus offers a frightening warning to men about the awful fate of men who fail to forgive in the parable of the unmerciful servant. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to seek the gift of piety from the Holy Spirit so he can have great sorrow for his sins and seek true forgiveness in the sacrament of penance. We'll also consider the importance for every Catholic man to seek the fruit of love from the Holy Spirit so a man can get the help he needs to forgive those who are difficult to forgive. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include a complete transcript and all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find the notes posted nearby or at everycatholicman.com. At everycatholicman.com, you can also find a daily devotion, just like this one, for every day of the year. To find it, go to everycatholicman.com and look at the top menu for today's devotion. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. Then Peter came up and said to him, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you 7 times, but 70 times 7. Therefore the kingdom of heaven shall be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the reckoning, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And as he could not pay, his lord ordered him to be sold, with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, "Lord, have patience with me. I will pay you everything." And out of pity for him, the lord of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But that same servant, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and seized him by the throat and said, "Pay what you owe." So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, I will pay you." He refused and went and put him in prison till he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to the Lord all that had taken place. Then the Lord summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all the debt because you pleaded with me, and should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his Lord delivered him to the jailers till he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, what is it in today's gospel that Jesus is accomplishing? After Jesus grants the power to forgive sins to the apostles, Peter, continuing to show why Jesus chose him to be the leader of his church, asks for clarity about the limits of forgiveness. Jesus' reply, 70 times 7, means unlimited forgiveness. Elsewhere, Jesus reveals a man's own forgiveness is dependent upon his willingness to forgive others. He teaches us that in the Lord's Prayer when he says, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Jesus demonstrates the infinite magnitude of forgiveness from the cross when he forgives his murderers. Stressing the imperative and necessity of forgiveness, Jesus offers the parable of the unmerciful servant. A king has riches and powers so immeasurable that one of his slaves owes him billions of dollars. Though in this translation the word used is servant, the actual Greek word means slave. For perspective, 10,000 talents was equal to 200,000 years of labor. After reckoning accounts, the king requires the slave, his entire family, and all his possessions be sold in partial payment of his almost infinite debt. In desperation, the slave kneels and begs, desperately promising to pay his impossible debt. The king, full of mercy and viscerally moved by the slave's repentant plea, forgives the slave's entire debt. The newly freed slave, forgetting forgiveness, encounters a fellow slave who owes him several thousand dollars. 100 denarii is about 3 months' wages. Despite the small debt, he chokes the man, demanding payment. The second slave, as did the first, falls to his knees and begs for time to pay his entire debt. Instead of mercy, the first casts the second slave into prison. Other fellow slaves report the injustice to the king, who confronts the evil slave, rebukes his lack of mercy, and turns him over to the jailers. By the way, that word jailer in the Greek means literally torturers. The king sentences the evil and unmerciful slave to torture until his entire debt is repaid, which is an impossibility given the size of it. This is an allusion to the eternal torture of hell. Jesus confirms the frightening reality of brutal punishment for those who fail to forgive others. He says, "So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." Well, what is it in today's gospel that can lead a man to be awed by Jesus Christ? Soberly reflect upon the encouraging but also frightening aspects of God that Jesus reveals in the parable. Jesus reveals his divine charity through the forgiveness of sins that he offers men, and forgiveness is a spiritual work of mercy. He offers this forgiveness to men who genuinely repent from sin and seek to love others. As demanded by his divine justice, Jesus is a judge who will condemn men who fail to believe, repent from sin, seek to love, and forgive their fellow man. Divine truth and divine mercy, Jesus offers men a warning of the eternal torture of hell. Well, how can a man grow in happiness by reflecting upon this frightening parable of the unmerciful servant? Have great sorrow for sin and be forgiven. Realize, while a man may think his sins are unforgivable because of their graveness and their number, Jesus has granted supernatural power to his holy Catholic Church to forgive even the most grievous sins of every Catholic man who sincerely repents and receives the sacrament of penance. Believe. Reflect upon the power to forgive found in Christ's Holy Catholic Church. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 981 through 987, 1441, 1449, and 2839 through 2841. Pray. Holy Spirit, give me the gift of piety, so I burn with remorse for having offended the Almighty Father by my many sins. So I seek Christ's forgiveness in the sacrament of penance. And so I feel great joy and relief at being reconciled with you. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Beg for the Holy Spirit to help you forgive everyone. Realize, feelings and expressions of resentment, anger, disgust, ridicule, condemnation, and revenge are signs that a Catholic man has failed to forgive those who have trespassed against him. Believe. Reflect upon the need to forgive those who trespass against us. See the Catechism, paragraphs 1425 and 2842 through 2845. Pray. Holy Spirit, give me the fruit of love, so I realize my failures to forgive, and so I receive the supernatural help of the Spirit to love and truly forgive every person who has ever sinned against me. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness. And here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness that Jesus wants you to have. First, seek the gift of piety from the Holy Spirit so you can have great sorrow for your sins and be forgiven. And second, seek the fruit of love from the Holy Spirit so you can more easily forgive others. Thanks for listening to the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen. It's an easy way to help lead your family and friends to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. Learn more about how to grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father by going to everycatholicman.com. Until next time, always give God thanks. He's called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.